The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. This Monday, February 1st, 2020, 602-508-0960. I hate when the media bullies people. I hate it when I bully people I know to be doing good and great work, which is why it is a delight to welcome one of my dear and old friends to the show who has been the target of a lot of bullying in the media of late, and that is member of the Arizona House of Representatives, Shauna Bullock. She is proposing a piece of legislation, which I have read, and I don't think the media has, because the way I read it, she is actually making voting for the president more democratic, not less, taking it out of the hands of one person and putting it into the hands of more people. You would not know that if you read the press rather than the bill. Shauna, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on this afternoon, Seth. I'm glad that you read the bill. It's not very long. It's a little more than a dozen pages, and it covers a lot. But in scope, you know, I've received over 30,000 emails, letters into my office since the November election. And I've taken some of the ideas that people have emailed in, and I also took the time to talk to my constituents, people who were poll observers and poll watchers, on election day, those who had helped with, you know, even auditing the ballots and the adjudication process to kind of figure out where we might need to go. You know, when you get that amount of email, so put this in perspective, in a normal month, I typically get no more than 1,000 emails sent to my office. So okay. My assistant and I have been trying to respond to some of these emails coming in, you know, over the last few months. And when I look through their messages, they essentially want the legislature to kind of reinsert themselves back into the process.
Sure, as the Constitution says it should, actually, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, so for me, I'm like, well, I think that's a really good idea. Why are we not doing that? Why have we ceded that ability to certify the elections to one? And just like you said before, it's more democratic when you have multiple individuals that will be overseeing it. Obviously, within the bill, I didn't lay out specifics, and that's whenever I guess the leftists went absolutely crazy. But I would love to be able to discuss that idea further with you of what the intention would be.
Yeah, please do, because a lot of people have called in about the worry they have in what's known as HR1 at the federal level. This is in part a response to it. So go ahead, take a couple moments and tell us what your thought is here.
Awesome. So my idea is create a joint legislative election oversight committee, whatever you want to call it. And 2 years before the presidential election, the Senate president, the Senate minority leader, the Speaker of the House, and the House minority leader will select legislators from both political parties to serve on this committee, right? Mm-hmm. And they will serve on it for the next 2 years. So I'm part of JLBC, so I know I have a 2-year term.
Right.
And I would assume that most of the work happens from July until December of the election year. So they will basically bring people in to review and count the ballot through the county recorder's office. Will come to them and present their findings and their final canvasses, 15 counties across Arizona. And obviously, at the same time, we'll be able to point out any misconduct that's been reported. Obviously, there's going to be lawsuits all the freaking time.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives this new committee the ability to call witnesses to make sure that nothing has been violated. As we know, in the last election, we essentially had same-day voter registration, which is not in statute, and obviously those things would all be flagged. Any of those things that were not part of statute, we would basically look at and figure out if it would actually determine the outcome of the electors, right?
So
make sure the right slate goes to D.C. For their final report and all that good stuff. So this committee would also release a report of its findings, and a few days later, the legislature would be called into the second regular legislative session of that same year. A lot of states do this. A lot of states have multiple legislative sessions where they're in and out all the time. And I think this would be a good way to ensure that there is more integrity in the process. Obviously, it would be more democratic. We're looking at maybe a three-quarters majority mm-hmm. between the House and Senate to approve it. So it's not like there's anything nefarious that's going on. And you're right. This is also a response to the left's dream of passing and implementing H.R. 1. And anybody that's read that bill, it's about 800 pages, they will know exactly that there will not be a republic left if the Democrats get their wish list.
Right. We're talking about same day encrusting and burning in amber, same day voter registration, where no one can be confirmed as to whether they're qualified to vote or not. You could register on election day, automatic voter registration. It is a mess. It is a huge mess.
And H.R. 1 is super scary. So before I got over to the legislature, before I took my oath in 2019, I started reading through that. And the thing that was glaring to me was anybody's name who is listed in a government database would automatically receive a ballot.
Right.
Think of all the people's names who are in the government
right.
database
right.
who should not be voting.
Right, 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 right.
So think of all the foreign actors, right? Their name's in the database somewhere, so we're going to let them in.
Sure.
We're going to let any person who's
also
illegal.
Also the incarcerated, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just bizarre.
Yeah.
So I personally think reinserting ourselves is a good thing. I believe that's what at least half the country would like us to do. So obviously, you know, that's just one little portion of the bill that I think is going to be something sound. I mean, if our constituents are asking us to do something on elections integrity, I think it's just one small step to restore that.
I do, too. And I think what most of the editorialists and the headline writers of these stories about this legislation you proposed are missing is a very simple fact. And you can explain it again if you want, that you are taking the power, if your bill passes, you are taking the power from one individual vested to certify and giving it basically to 90 elected officials. That's what you're doing.
Perfect. Exactly. Yes. I don't see what's wrong with that idea. I mean, if the founders wanted us to do it, then we should be doing it that way.
Shauna, how sincere, because this if there's an issue on my listeners' minds, it's obviously your constituents' minds as well. How sincere is the bulk of the state House and state Senate in engaging in election reform? Because, you know, obviously, given what happened last November, all the uncertainty, wherever you want to come down on what it led to, there was a great deal of uncertainty and confusion. You can't keep going forward with this kind of uncertainty and confusion. How sincere is the reform effort amongst your colleagues?
Well, I was pulled aside today to learn that there are obviously countless election bills, and they're trying to get a catalog of all the ones coming through to figure out which ones would be the best ones to move forward. I don't know exactly what that means, but for me, you know, if our constituents really number one issue right now is to restore the integrity of elections, I think that's what our main focus should
uh-huh.
be on,
yep.
aside from my pet project of tax reform.
You want to say a word about your pet project? We have a minute. You can do it.
And if I had a magic wand, I would make sure that Arizona did not have a state income tax, but I also don't have a $4 billion budget to fill that hole. So if anybody out there wants to donate $4 billion to us going forward each year, we could get rid of the state income tax.
We are going to be less competitive, though, with things like Prop 208, and we do have to start thinking
exactly.
about some monumentally reformist tax reform, don't we?
Well, it's always been done piecemeal. I mean, Arizona has a patchwork of tax policies, and I would love to be able to simplify the whole thing. Obviously, it takes time. We run every 2 years, which means you're constantly campaigning,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think that's good. I mean, if I could change that, I would change that as well to make it 4 years.
I would too. Yeah.
That way you actually know your representative is actually down there working and not campaigning, because a lot of my colleagues, you know, they'll have to run out
sure.
and go to a campaign
you
event.
You bet.
And instead, they're not working for the people at that point. They're already concentrating on their next campaign, which I just think it's, you know, it kind of defeats the purpose of why we're down there. We're down there
for
we the people. But at the same time, we have to go raise money, go talk to people. And I love campaigning. I am a grassroots campaigner.
Yep.
You know, some of my ideas for election reform came from people that I work with who do volunteer at the polls and so forth. And I told them I would stick up for them, and I know that they're happy that I'm fighting for them.
I know they are, too. You are one of the boldest, most courageous, and hardest working people at the Arizona State Legislature. So I knew when the Arizona Republic was going after you, you were doing something right again. And my only question to the rest of your colleagues is, what's the matter with the rest of you? That's an old Reagan story. I can tell you another time. Shauna Bullock, I just wanted you to have a chance to tell all of our constituents, I think what we have here is a constituency too, what it was that was truly happening with your legislation, which I think is a really good thing. And Godspeed to you. If people want to reach you, they can go to the Arizona AZLedge.gov and tell you how much they support what you're doing as well. And you know how much I support you.
And I appreciate all that. I miss seeing you.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say we got to create a crisis to get together, but there's enough. We'll pick one.
You need to meet our puppy. You haven't got to meet him.
I've got to meet the new greyhound, and the greyhound has to meet Dagny.
Yes.
We got it.
Well, thank you so much for all you do.
And you too.
Have a good evening to your fellow patriots as well.
Thanks, Shauna. Love to your family.
Thank you.
God bless
you. Take care.
You bet. 602-508-0960. 602-508-0960. Your show here on out. Be right back.